Radio Australia Sport. Hello, I'm Adam Connors. Match officials at the Fiji Bitter Fact Soccer Championships have been warned their on-field decisions will be closely monitored by the game's ruling body. The first game gets underway at 5 p.m. local time this afternoon. Fiji Football Association Vice President Fayez Ali has reminded fans that match officials are only human and are bound to make mistakes at times, but he says they don't want the efforts of teams and the money of fans to go to waste because of any blunders.
The match commissioners will be there to see that the referees of the match does a very good job, and should there be any downfall from the referee's side, we assure you that the referee will be sent home.
The Oceania General Secretary for the Federation International Basketball Association, Steve Smith, has been touring Pacific nations to gauge their administration and future planning. Today he's in Vanuatu, having talks with the Vanuatu Basketball Federation and the Vanuatu National Olympic Committee. But a couple of days ago, Smith had meetings in Solomon Islands and says his initial reservations about Honiara gave way to optimism after meeting with sports officials.
We were quite shocked when we got to Honiara about the very, very poor state of facilities in Honiara, and it almost initially gave us quite a sense of despair. But we've met with several agencies in Honiara and with the Basketball Federation and with the National Olympic Committee. And as a result of those meetings, we are actually very optimistic that we can make some very quick progress with basketball there.
Steve Smith says the FIBA presence encouraged the Honiara Basketball League to finally stage their annual general meeting, and they will soon restart competition in the capital. The Sydney Kings basketball team has until the 11th of June to rectify outstanding players' payments or risk losing their license. The National Basketball League has issued the club with a default notice over money owed to three Kings players. But the league says there are other players at the club who also haven't been paid. The NBL is urgently seeking a meeting with Sydney lawyer Tim Johnson, who is believed to be in the Philippines attempting to find investment for the struggling club. The International Rugby Board has announced the Pacific Nations Cup will be extended for the next 4 years. The IRB General Manager for the Pacific Islands, William Glenwright, believes the competition will continue to help teams like Fiji, Samoa, Tonga and Japan to be at their top form for the World Cup. He also believes the tournaments to be broadcast to 80 million people in over 50 countries will encourage sports tourism.
The 4-year extension to the Pacific Nations Cup means this very important tournament will continue on until after Rugby World Cup 2011, to not only promote rugby in the region, but to promote the region to the world.
The competition kicks off next week at Churchill Park in Lautoka, where Fiji will take on Samoa. In Super 14's rugby, Crusaders coach Robbie Deans has made just one change to his starting lineup for Saturday's Super 14's final against the Waratahs in Christchurch. Hooker T.E. Poilo will replace the injured Corey Flynn, the only change to the starting 15 that defeated the Hurricanes 33-22 last weekend. Meanwhile, Waratahs back rower David Lyons has been ruled out after suffering a hamstring injury late last week and missing New South Wales' semi-final win over the Sharks. The Waratahs will have Tafao Polotanau back in the starting lineup, with the hooker returning from a hand injury. The AFL has backed down on a key element of its new interchange policy. Clubs will no longer have to notify stewards of the changes in writing, and will be able to swap players from the bench without the AFL stewards' approval. The new rules will come into effect immediately after a number of coaches criticised the new rules last weekend. AFL operations manager Adrian Anderson says the league has listened to the club's concerns.
There's no doubt that the changes were introduced last week were absolutely necessary. After the weekend's operation, and having listened to the feedback that we've got and looked at what else is available, we think there is the opportunity for a further change which will streamline the process even further.
And former coach of netball Fiji, Francis Granger, has been tipped to lead the national team again. Fiji Live reports the New Zealand-based coach, who led Fiji to the Mini South Pacific Games in Palau in 2007, is expected to sign her contract today. Netball Fiji says Granger is the top choice for the job because of her understanding of Fijian culture and familiarity with the local netball circle. And across Asia and the Pacific, that's Radio Australia Sport.